January 8, 1919. The divine volition has the power to render infinite all that enters into the divine will. Continuing in my usual state, I was all afflicted, deprived of my sweet Jesus. But all of a sudden he came, though tired and distressed, almost searching for a refuge inside my heart, to extract himself from the great offenses which he received. Heaving a sigh, he told me, "My daughter, hide me. Don't you see how they persecute me? Alas! They want to put me out, or give me the last place. Let me pour myself out. It has been many days since I spoke to you about the destiny of the world, and the chastisements which they pull from me with their evils. This pain is all concentrated in my heart. I want to tell you about it to make you take part in it. So we will share the destiny of creatures, in order to pray, suffer and cry together for their good. Ah! My daughter, there will be fights among them. Death will claim many lives, including priests. Oh, how many masks dressed as priests! I want to remove them before the rising of the persecution against my church, and of revolutions. Who knows if they might convert at the moment of death? Otherwise, if I leave them there, during the persecution these masks will remove their mask, will unite with the sectarians, will be the fiercest enemies of the church, and their salvation will be more difficult. All afflicted, I said, "Ah, my Jesus, what pain it is to hear you speak about these blessed chastisements. And the peoples? How will they do without priests? They are already few enough, and you want to take away more of them? Who will administer the sacraments? Who will teach your laws? And Jesus, my daughter, do not afflict yourself too much. The scarce number is nothing. I will give to one the grace and the strength that I give to 10, to 20, and one will be worth 10, or 20 of them. I can compensate for everything. And then, the many priests who are not good, are the poison of the peoples. Instead of good, they do evil, so I will do nothing other than remove the prime elements who poison the peoples." Jesus disappeared, and I remained with a nail inside my heart because of what he had told me, and almost restless, thinking about the pains of my sweet Jesus and the destiny of the poor creatures. Then Jesus came back, and surrounding my neck with his arm, added, "My beloved, courage. Enter into me, come and swim in the immense sea of my volition, of my love. Hide yourself inside the uncreated will and love of your Creator. My volition has the power to render infinite all that enters into my will, and to raise and transform the acts of the creatures into eternal acts. In fact, all that enters into my will acquires eternity, infinity, immensity, losing all that has a beginning, that which is finite, little. All that my will is, so it renders their acts. Therefore, say, shout loudly in my will, 'I love you.' I will hear the note of my eternal love. I will feel the created love hidden inside the uncreated love, and I will feel myself being loved by the creature with an eternal, infinite, immense love, a love worthy of me, which stands in for me, and which can compensate me for the love of all." I remained surprised and enchanted, and I said, "Jesus, what are you saying?" And he, "My dear, do not be surprised. Everything is eternal in me. Nothing has a beginning, nor will it have an end. You yourself and all creatures were eternal in my mind. The love with which I formed creation, which was unleashed from me and which endowed every heart, was eternal. What is the wonder, then, if the creature, leaving her own will, enters into mine, and uniting herself to the love which longed for her and loved her from eternity, and binding herself with that eternal love from which she came, performs her acts, loves me, and acquires eternal, infinite, immense value and power. Oh, how little it is known about my will! This is why it is not loved nor appreciated. And because of this, the creature is content with remaining down below, operating as if she did not have an eternal origin, but a temporary one. I myself don't know whether I am speaking nonsense. My lovable Jesus casts such light into my mind about his most holy will that I am not only unable to contain it, but I lack the right words to express myself. So, while my mind was wandering within this light, blessed Jesus gave me a simile, telling me, in order to let you understand better what I told you, imagine a sun. This sun spreads many little lights, diffusing them over the whole creation, giving them full freedom to live, either spread through the creation, or inside the sun itself, from which they came out. Isn't it right that the little lights which live in the sun, their acts, their love, acquire the heat, the love, the power and the immensity of the sun itself? After all, they used to be within the sun, they are part of the sun, they live at the expense of the sun, and live the same life of the sun. By no means do they increase or reduce the sun, because what is immense is not subject to grow or to decrease. The sun only receives the glory, the honor that these tiny lights return to it, making life in common with it. This is all the accomplishment and satisfaction of the sun. I am the sun. The little lights which come from the sun are the creatures. The lights which live inside the sun are the souls who live in my will. Have you understood now? I believe so. But who can say what I comprehended? I would have wanted to remain silent, but the fiat of Jesus did not want it. So I kissed his fiat, and I wrote in his will. May he be always blessed.